Yeah, it's kind of noisy, but seemed to be connected. All right, we need to change this. Yeah. We start the archive here, so here we go. Check one. Let's do this again. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see you today. I'm quite ill. Let's try that again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close stuff for government work. So anyway, yeah, let's do that. Okay, I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. It's 14 minutes to the top of the hour, so probably should get things going here. So, let's see, start mix. I think the level is the right level. Enable live broadcasting. Done. So now, you know, close all windows. I know. We'll do Horn Fred. There we go. Here we go, Horn Fred.
Wonder if he still felt like a schlemiel.
born Fred. Flair don't work for him no more. What will Fred do if we're not poor? Someday he'll return. If he's staring at your kid, should you be concerned? Install it now. Reboot again. You'll really like using Windows 10. The start button is back again on the much improved Windows 10. Everybody talked about universal apps, but as far as I can tell, it's mostly a load of crap. Everyone's got data, people big and small. But once they install Windows 10, Redmond's gonna get it all. Install it now. Reboot again. You'll really like using Windows 10. Well, Doug installed Windows 10, and it didn't take long. In 15 hours or so, everything started to go wrong. Every OS sucks, at least that's what they say. But when you install Windows 10, you'll say it all day. Install it now, reboot again. You'll really like using Windows 10. The start button is back again on the much improved Windows 10. Steve Gibson said he wouldn't run that flying turd, but Steve's still running CPM. At least that's what I heard. Everyone's upgrading all across the land, but when you upgrade to Windows 10, things might not go as planned. Install it now. Reboot again. You'll really like using Windows 10. The start button is back again on the much improved Windows 10. Install it now. Reboot again. You'll really like using Windows 10. The start button is back again on the much improved Windows 10. assisted living is what Blair's mom wants now. Assisted living, do they have good chow? Blair's mom can't take it anymore. Life's just become one big chore. So it's time for Blair to go and empty the apartment, you know. Assisted living, something you can choose. It's halfway decent if they get Fox News. Assisted living for when you get old. Assisted living, I think Blair's mom is sold. It's not quite the same as a nursing home, although they won't leave you alone. You get your own garbage can. Maybe she can move in with Leanne. Assisted living, it costs a lot. Assisted living, there's some food for thought. Assisted living, they have doctors on call. Assisted living, you can watch sport ball. You can come and visit there sometime, and it won't even cost you a dime. And if you fall down on the floor, they might help you up before you get sores. There's orderlies who wear white shoes, and I heard that they get Fox News. Living, it's the place to be. Assisted living, life can be easy. Go, gotta get away, leave the apartment now, right now. Gonna leave the apartment, gonna leave the apartment. Abilify, 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 Abilify. She's gonna go live in a rest home. Maybe she can find one that's shaped like a geodesic dome. You know she's gonna leave. You know she's gonna go. You know she's gonna leave. You know she's gonna go. She is going through assisted living. Goodbye, old apartment. Goodbye to this song. Let's sing along now. It's time for another song parody. Listening to the latest Blair stream, and now he's bringing up a familiar theme. He's talking about his sister Michelle. It seems that she stopped taking her meds, so she had a breakdown instead, and thus began the descent into hell. Michelle lost control, and now is taking its toll. Michelle lost control, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Michelle lost control, and now is taking its toll. Michelle lost control, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Andy would call Blair without a doubt. Didn't know when Michelle was getting out of the hospital where she was staying now. Blair decided not to offend. Didn't tell her what to do with her boyfriend. Michelle would probably get out somehow. Michelle lost control and now is taking its toll. Michelle lost control. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? Michelle lost control and now is taking its toll. Michelle lost control. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? Michelle lost control, and now is taking its toll. Michelle lost control. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? Michelle lost control, and now is taking its toll. Michelle lost control. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? Michelle lost control. Time to rock and roll. Michelle lost control, and now it's taking its toll. Michelle lost control, so let's all rock and roll. Michelle lost control, and now it's taking its toll.
Dedicated in memory of Brad Clark.
The next show for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025, not August 4th, not Hiroshima Day, which is August 6th, that place in the middle, August 5th. So anyway, I'm still on the old computer, although I did find out a way to extend, I watched a video, and they explained, like, how to extend the EOL for Windows 10 for about another year by using OneDrive. So I'll probably, like, before I retire this computer, I will probably, like, look at that video again and see if I can get that to work. And then I'll have the new computer. Not much progress here, except that I've exported the iTunes library, and I should probably get the Opera bookmarks, which is, get that working. So, other than that, no real news. Other than the fact that, still watching the Fire Stick on the Sony Bravia. So far, I haven't paid for anything. I probably should get, like, Friendly TV. Pay for that. But I'm just watching, like, the free stuff. I watched, Doctor Who. I watched, Doctor Who and the Silurians. Also, I watched, the other day they had, like, Genesis of the Daleks. I watched that. You know, I had a dream about that. I dreamed that, like, the Daleks had taken over, and I was their lackey on Earth, and the Doctor and Harry Sullivan as my prisoners, and they convinced me that I should let them go. So I decided it would be a good idea to let them go, because then once they generate, they could start a resistance movement, and once it generated momentum, I could switch sides. But that worked. But then, like, the Daleks found out that I was a traitor to them, and they tried to kill me. So then I had to get away. Yeah, that was a problem. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for the place of the O and the Zero for our playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately. If the show ends, the playlist will not be updated perhaps by a day or so. Yeah. Did I have this here? Oh, here. This week on the Next Show, the Time to Rest filler restream, songs about peace. This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine. Feature artist Blue Rodeo. What am I going to play next week? Maybe it's called Mountain Boys. But I don't know. I know. Something else. Oh, the Jayhawks. Yeah, may I do Jayhawks next week or the week after that. So, yeah, that, and it was Tribute to Mick Rouse Part 3. So, you know, our tribute is going to be after this Part 3 of Mick Rouse. Terry Reid! What have we got here? Yeah, here you go, Death and Ass on the State. Okay. Yeah, here we go. This is from www.musicradar.com. Super long. Terry Reid, the man who turned down Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple, dies, age 75. English guitarist, singer, songwriter, had canceled upcoming tour last month. Terry Reid, the guitarist, singer and songwriter who was so determined to forge his own path, they turned down offers from Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple, has died, age 75, following a battle with cancer. Last month, the man known as Super Lung, for his searing vocal prowess, had been forced to cancel an upcoming tour due to medical issues arising from recent treatment for cancer, according to an official statement at the time. Joe Bonamassa led tributes to the morning, calling Reed one of the greatest to ever do it and a beautiful person. So I'm going to, like, copy and paste the song link. Yeah, I'm going to do it again. Right, here you go. A copy address. Here we go. Control V. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we summarized the contents of the show. So I'm going to run the intro here. Cue the intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man. Open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was having problems, adjusting to a strong status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
She also told me about those boyfriends.
Yes, that was Rockpile and Heart from Seconds of Pleasure, released on Columbia Records in 1980. Before that, we were Ducks Deluxe and Absolutely Sweet Marie from Box of Shorts, released in 2009. We heard Ian Hunter and the live version of Once Bitten, Twice Shy from Welcome to the Club, released on Chrysalis Records in 1980. Before that, we heard The Pursuit of Happiness and Cigarette Dangle. The angle of the dangle is inversely proportional to the heat and the meat. From The Downward Road, released in 1993. And we started things off with Teen Machine and I'm Gonna Steal Your Girlfriend from After School Special, released in 2000. I think so. Yeah, 2000. Anyway, that does it for like the first set of music. I just want to read something here. I can do this. Yeah, why not? This is from www.gunguru3d.com. This is Prairie Fractic completes Commodore acquisition secured by viewer funding. Prairie Fractic has taken ownership of official ownership of Commodore Commercial BV, the Dutch entity that retains the rights to the iconic computer brand. In the brief announcement video, the YouTuber confirmed that all legal documents have been signed and that financing is fully in place. With the deal closed, Prairie Fractic steps in the role of CEO, directing operations from Roosendaal, the Netherlands. He now controls 47 distinct Commodore trademarks, some of which originated as far back as 1983. Securing the funds to acquire Commodore required a two-pronged approach. Contributions from dedicated viewers and capital from professional investment funds. While Prairie Fractic did not reveal the exact purchase price, he described it as being in the low seven figures. After converting to U.S. dollars and applying a 12% deduction, the figure comes out to about $880,000. U.S. dollars. The blend of community support and institutional backing highlights a novel approach to financing a brand revival in the technology sector. One of Prairie Fractic's first actions as CEO was to enlist veteran Commodore engineers to advise on the technical roadmap. Bill Hurd, spelled wrong, is B-I-L-L, not B-I-L. Bill Hurd, known for his distinct design of the Commodore 128 and Plus 4 microcomputers, will help ensure that new products maintain authentic hardware characteristics. Joining his Albert Charpentier, who serves as Vice President of Engineering at Commodore in his heyday. They bring both historical insight and engineering expertise to the company's development efforts. Additionally, actor Thomas Middle, recognized for lead role in the HBO series Silicon Valley, has been appointed Chief Creative Officer. So there you go. Prairie Fractic completes Commodore acquisition secured by viewer funding. So anyway, 35 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to this day of music, aka number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine. And you know, we'll do that. We'll cue the intro here. I can find it. Oh yeah,
chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And today we're commemorating the birthday of Adam Yauch from the Beastie Boys, born August 5th, 2025, so he would have been like 61 years old today. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however. Yes, he will not be celebrating his birthday as died in 2012. So, yeah. Happy birthday, Adam Yauch, wherever you are.
Dinner and so Yo, man, Cookie Puss there?
Who?
Cookie Puss. I want to speak to Cookie Puss, man.
No, nobody here but that name.
A Cookie Old Puss, man. Cookie Chick. Anybody, man. I want to speak to them.
They're not here.
I said, yo, I house you. Where's Cookie Puss at? Yo, serious. I want to talk to... Yo, man. Cookie Puss. All right, let me order one, then. Let me get one.
When do you want it for?
Any time, man. Just like now. Issue, you know? This now. I'm talking now, babe. Damn. Yeah, stay up. I'll kick your stairs down.
We'll be right back.
Yes, that was the Rolling Stones. And Miss You, the extended 8-track version from Some Girls, Deluxe Expanded. Yes, there are like at least four different versions of that song. There was the album version, there was the 7-inch single version, there was the 12-inch disco version, and there's that. That's like, that song adds about a minute to the album version. They padded out so that they could even out the track, even out the program. That's commemorative of the fact that on this day, in 1978, so 47 years ago today, the Rolling Stones went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Miss You, the group's eighth U.S. number one. The song is written by Mick Jagger after jamming with keyboardist Billy Preston during his forthcoming club days the Stones were playing. And before that, we heard Aerosmith and No Surprise from Night in the Rut, released in 1979. That's to commemorate the fact that on this day, August 5th, 1972, 53 years ago today, Aerosmith signed to CBS Records for $125,000, and her record company boss Clive Davis saw them play at Max's Kansas City Club in New York. I guess that was a lot of money then. We heard Barry Manilow and American Bandstand from television's greatest hits compilation. And that's to confirm the fact that today is the anniversary of American Bandstand first airing on U.S. television. I guess this is on ABC. Dick Clark had replaced Bob Horn the previous year when the show was still called Bandstand. Clark went on to host the show until 1989. Countless acts appear on the show over the years, including Abbott, The Doors, Talking Heads, Madonna, Otis Redding, R.E.M., and Pink Floyd. Before that, we were Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight from... Let's play this thing over again. Before that, we were Top Loader and Dancing, their cover version of King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight. That's the current fact that today is the birthday of Dan Hipgrave, singer from the British alternative rock band Top Loader, who has a 2000 UK number 7 single, Dancing in the Moonlight. Yes. Born August 5th, 1975. So he's 50 years old today. And one time that wouldn't be considered old, but I guess it's not that old. We heard Kaja Goo Goo and Too Shy from White Feathers, released in 1982. That's commemorated the fact that today is Stuart Proxford's birthday. Born August 5th, 1960, so he's 65 years old today. We heard The Damned and Help, which is the B-side of New Rose. That's converted to the fact that today is Fields are number one on the UK singles chart with Help, the group's eighth consecutive UK number one single. Before that, we were the Beastie Boys and Cookie Puss. And we started things off with Beastie Boys again, Fight for Your Right from License to Ill. That's correct. In fact, today is the birthday of Adam Yoke, born August 5th, 1964. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died in 2012. So, anyway, get this out. It's 8 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the hour IDs before we fall too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eeh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. We place the O of the Zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us on, at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two, featuring theme time songs about peace, and also the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
Six is regular on Radio Free Digital.
Man, that's not right. This should be it.
Was that six last week?
The Six of One Show on Radio Free Digital.
That's not either. Whoa, what? Let me see. Jen. Should be 2C, I guess. Oh, yeah, this is it.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD. Streaming live from my desktop to your living room.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal? Too much music you've never heard before? Too many long, boring economic lectures? Tell my friend that you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today. Unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Welcome to your daily dose of Commodore Computer Shorts. Who was the Vic Czar? Michael Tomchek, who joined Commodore in 1980 as the assistant to Commodore Computer's president, Jack Tramiel. In an interview with Rick Malek on December 17, 1996, Michael explained how he became known as the Vic Czar. On his first day, he attended a meeting where Jack wanted to introduce a $300 color computer. Impossible, right? Michael Tomchek wrote a 30-page memo to Jack detailing everything he thought was needed to be done with the VIC-20, and he tossed it onto Jack's desk, saying, "Make sure whoever does the VIC reads this." The next day, Jack tossed it back at Michael and said, "Make sure all of this gets done." And that was that. Within a week, Michael was being called the Vic Czar.
So don't forget to join the Fredbox Commodore Computer User Group to gain access to exclusive videos and awesome rewards.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers. and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
There is not more without help. How do you spell faces?
You can fight if you want to. You can fight that or you're behind. You can fight real cool and make your butt true when the gas is inside of you. Hey, you can fight. You can fight. Everybody look at your butt.
That's real mature shake.
Thank you very much.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
In 1955, the Decca Record Company launched its own music show on Radio Luxembourg, which ran for over 10 years. In those days, the BBC would only play pop music on a handful of programmes and treated rock and roll with disdain. So the only place any self-respecting youngster could tune in to hear all the hits of the day and more was Radio Luxembourg, an important forerunner of pirate and modern commercial radio in the UK. The Decca-sponsored Teen and 20 Disc Club programme played Decca's hits, as well as providing a vitally important platform to showcase new talent signed to the company.
Rubber band. There's a rubber band that plays tunes out of June in the library garden Sunday afternoon.
That one was on the DRAM label and featured David Bowie in his song Rubber Band.
Rubber band. Won't you play a haunting theme again for me?
It was a fun way of bringing Decca's music to young people, who would then be able to go out and buy the latest releases with confidence. One of their most important and exciting artists, and one whose records the Decca Group had fought hard to win the rights to release in the UK, was Elvis Presley.
My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug, I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Tune in at 6 on a Wednesday night.
Clay and Rachie bring the music flight.
On RFD, they're spinning the sound.
Full albums play as we gather around.
It's the world according to Clay and Rachie.
Grooving tunes and chats that are snappy.
Hit the IFC, bring your flair.
The music's alive and we're all there.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week on the next show, it's peace songs. Nothing but peace songs.
Two, one, two, three, four. Everybody talk about flag. Flag, flag, flag. Flag is a flag. This is a flag. This is a flag. All we are saying is peace a chance.
Yes, that was Bob Dylan and Man of Peace from Infidels, released on Columbia Records in 1983. That was his like first secular album. He converted to Christianity, did a bunch of religious albums. Then he came back to being Jewish, and he released Infidels, his first secular album, in 1983. Anyway, before that, we heard Extreme, and oh, geez. There we go. I just muted Discord. We heard Extreme and Rest in Peace from Three Sides to Every Story, released on A&M Records in 1992. We heard Megadeth and Peace Sells from Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? Originally released in 1986, that was from the 2004 remaster. Before that, we heard Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs and their cover version of Brinsley Schwartz, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, from Completely Under the Covers, Volume 2, Disc 2, released in 2009, rather. And we started things off with John Lennon and Give Peace a Chance from the compilation, the John Lennon Collection, originally released in 1969. But anyway, that was from the John Lennon Collection. Yeah, so anyway, it's 44 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the New Music Express before I fall too far behind. Let me see something here. Let's cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
Yeah, so this week we're doing new music from the Armed Buddy Guy, the Sponge Tones, Renee Rapp, Bruce Dickinson, and also I'm gonna do two tracks from the Bruce Springsteen compilation album, tracks 2 of the Lost Albums. Anyway, yeah, we're gonna do two tracks from this album. Here's Bruce Springsteen and Somewhere North of Nashville. New Music Express on the next show.
Came into town with a pocket full of songs. I made a round, but I didn't last long. Now I'm out on this highway with a bone cold chill. It's somewhere north of Nashville. I lie awake in the middle of the night, making a list of things that I didn't do right. With you at the top of the long page field, it's somewhere north of Nashville. Now the heart's unsteady, the night is still.
somewhere north of Nashville. It's somewhere north of side by side with Francisco Villa, Elisa. Far from my home now, 6 keen soldiers, not for fortune or risk to the battlefield I find. I fell in love with that little Marguerite soul, hanging arms in mine. She said, Johnny, if I should die in battle, and my body be left in serenity, my love, in God's name, I don't want to remember me, and my blood will not have been spilled in vain. On horseback, a carbon full in every side, over the blouse cartridges filled up by blood on. Side by side, the battle we will be stars. My little we met the names of old Martin, and the blazing of our soldier died. Heaven that I'd lay fallen with my comrades. Least of bullets, firing a rifle, the gunpowder turned to hand blank. The sky was blue, the cannon trembled. Watched his bullet pierce the mother's side. She fell amidst the willows, smoking with the sky. Had a leader, my love, had a leader, my wife, had a leader, my comrade. Remember your name, freedom feels at hand. I remember the warmth of your skin's mine. The campesina, my mind's at peace, my vows are made. I know I'll never see Texas again. Your portrait I carry deep in my breast pocket. A rifle fired in the Campania, right me around my heart. Protected from this death by duty.
Louisiana sky will turn dark in a minute. Storm clouds start leaking like a river you deep in it. Wood stove kept us warm when the rain pulled down. Mama always said, keep some dry wood around. Save a dry stick for a wet day. You'll never know what's coming your way. Rain or shine, who can say? Save a dry stick for a rainy day. For the worst, if you're riding in a Cadillac, make sure it's not a hearse. Give it all you got when you got nothing. When you get what you need, try to give back something. Save a dry stick for a wet day. What's coming your way? Rain or shine, who can say? Save a dry stick for a rainy day. In the climb, bound to be some heavy weather up ahead. I just go right back to what Mama said. Save a dry stick for a wet day. You never know what's coming your way.
I'm trying to get to my time, I want to work.
Yes, that was the Sponge Tones. And Honest Work releases a single on Big Stir Records on Friday. Before that, we heard Buddy Guy featuring Joe Bonamassa and Dry Stick from Ain't Done With The Blues. Also released on Friday, is a Buddy Guy, 89 years old, and still going strong. Before that, we heard The Armed and Well Made Play from The Future Is Here and Everything Needs to Be Destroyed. Also released on Friday. And start things off with two tracks from Bruce Springsteen. We heard Somewhere North of Nashville and Adelita. Both of those are from track 2, The Lost Albums. Released on in June of 2025. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That was kind of interesting. Oh, here, this is kind of interesting. Biden handlers is ready to unleash trove of embarrassing Kamala stories in response to her book. Joe Biden's inner circle are reportedly preparing to spill the beans on just how awful Kamala Harris was as vice president. Should her upcoming book put him in a bad light? This, according to a journalist, Mark Halperin, claims Biden loyalists as a store of embarrassing stories they're holding back will make public. Should Harris negatively reference Biden's cognitive decline? It's now known that Biden's camp, particularly his wife, despised Harris for going along with the Democratic Party coup against Joe. Sorry, yes, interesting article. So now it's 5 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the top of the RIDs before we fall too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists, however, not updated for about a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, amazingly enough, you've survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show featuring Fun with Fish and our featured artist, Blue Rodeo. Yes, we'll have that right after this.
Radio!
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
One red solo cup.
Red Solo Cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Mainstream media, including Hollywood, is in free fall. Will celebrities and CNN anchors be any good at flipping burgers? Last week, a new report estimated Hollywood's audience has dropped by nearly half since COVID, with inflation-adjusted box office dropping from $14 billion in 2019 to just over $8 billion. The collapse crushed studio profits down an estimated 75%, and it's going to get worse. AI can already generate short videos. We're probably 2 or 3 years away from muggles being able to create studio-quality films with a one-page AI prompt sitting in their mother's basement. It's even more glorious in mainstream media. 127 newspapers closed last year, with journalist jobs down 75% since their peak. MSNBC's audience is down 30% in a year. CNN is down 56%. In fact, the combined audience of MSNBC and CNN is now 1.2 million, which is 1 in 200 Americans. To give a flavor, election night 2016 had 71 million cable viewers. In 2020, it was 57 million. By last year, it was just 42 million. So 29 million viewers have fled. The median viewer at CNN is now 67 years old. At MSNBC, it is 71. Nearly 6 million Americans canceled their cable last year, while an upcoming pharma ban could wipe out 1 in 4 ad minutes. The industry is now desperately trying to shrink into its audience. Last year, there were 15,000 announced media layoffs. Paramount laid off 3.5%. The Washington Post fired 4% of its workers. Both CNN and woke Disney fired 6%. CNN and MSNBC are now on the auction block, while CBS was just bought by a pro-Trump group who will remove all DEI and dedicate themselves to viewpoint diversity. What's driving it is two things: social media and going woke. A recent study found the majority of Americans now get their news from social media, while just 1 in 3 get it mainly from TV. In 2008, as in before social media, 55% of Americans got their news from TV. In 1995, as in before the internet, it was 72%. The second factor, of course, is entertainment went woke, jamming left-wing propaganda down viewers' throats while trying and failing to gaslight voters into the progressive utopia. According to Gallup, trust in mass media is now the lowest in 50 years, with only 31% of Americans saying they trust mainstream media. So as next, brought to you by I Trust Capital, the internet and social media were existential threats to our communist media oligarchy, and they responded by shooting themselves in both feet, going woke. It is encouraging because it's the death knell for one of the biggest enemies of liberty, second only to government schools. In the 1970s, we were perhaps 50-1 underdogs in media. Up till Rush Limbaugh, we didn't have a single voice for liberty. Today, we're maybe 3-1. Give it another 5 years, and alt-media will pass mainstream media, giving us a media and entertainment landscape that looks like podcasts today, dominated by alternative voices, with literally zero audience for the Leviathan gatekeepers of public opinion. A new episode of the podcast just dropped, rounding up all these stories from last week. Search Peter Senange wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. And now it's time for some fun with Fish on the next show. And this week, I'm going to play two songs. We're going to hear Undermine from live from August 31st, 2012, Dick's Sporting Goods Park. And Dick's Sporting Goods Park in... and I'm going to hear like a cover version of Quinn the Eskimo from a concert recorded in Eugene, Oregon. So anyway, here's... Undermined and Fun with Fish. Yes, we sure had fun with fish. That was the mighty Quinn the Eskimo cover of the Manfred Mann tune. Recorded October 17th, 2014 in Eugene, Oregon. And that was found on, Fish 2014-10-17 Eugene, Oregon. Before that, we started things off with the Undermined recorded live at on August 31st, 2012, at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City, Colorado. That's from Live Bait Volume 9, released in 2013. So anyway, it's 33 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the featured artist segment before we fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro here.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
By the way, I've been reading this, Commodore Company on the Edge from by Brian Bagnell. And do you know that there was an effort to make a 16-bit version of the 6502, but it kind of failed. So that's one of the reasons why Commodore essentially